Members of the Jefferson County Commission say they'll address a petition by the local NAACP chapter and other groups calling for the removal of two murals in the courthouse. This latest push comes in the wake of the killings of 9 African Americans at a church in South Carolina that sparked a debate over symbols of the Confederacy throughout the South. Ashley Cleek has the story.
More than 60 people packed a county commission hearing Thursday afternoon as citizens urged county leaders to remove the two towering murals by the courthouse entrance. Painted in the 1930s, one shows a tall white woman in white dress standing above slaves in a cotton field. The other shows a large white man standing above the workers in an iron plant. Valerie Hicks Poe said she would come to the courthouse with her mother as a little girl and ask why the white people were so big and the black people so small.
Can't change history, but it is time to change the image being in the courthouse. Now that is certainly, I don't think it should be destroyed. I think it should be placed in a place so that people can look at it and discuss it as we are, and that's a museum.
Former Birmingham resident Ann Garland Mahler started an online petition to remove the murals. She explained symbols still have weight.
In a courthouse where people are seeking justice and equality, that there are images where right when you walk in that communicate the very opposite. Mm-hmm.
The Jefferson County Historical Commission has said the mural should stay since they represent part of the region's history. 3 of the 5 commissioners support removing the murals. The commission said they would address the situation within 2 weeks. For WBHM, I'm Ashley Cleek.